Hi everybody and welcome to the Fantasy Casting Agency podcast, the fortnightly podcast where we look at the reboot, remake, sequel, prequel or adaptation of our favourite pop culture properties. Hi, I'm Ron and today I'm joined by no one, as I am Han Solo, as Marty is off working so she's unable to attend, as our co-hostess with the mostess, who is our non-fan, non-boy. So instead you get a fanboy's interpretation of all things Marvel in this episode. So today I'm going to have a look at the Marvel properties that are currently in production or pre-production and have a look at the casting aspects of those and put up my choices for I think who should be cast in the various roles of movies such as The Fantastic Four, Spider-Man 3, given 2's almost finished, Ant-Man, Doctor Strange, and the potential second movie as part of that franchise, which could be something like Black Panther, Daredevil, or Deadpool. So kick back, relax, and enjoy my dulcet tones as we talk all things Marvel. Well, for those in the know will know that Kevin Feige has announced that there will be 2 new Marvel movies as part of Phase 3. One of those is most likely to be the Doctor Strange movie, and I think everyone's sort of on board with that. Doctor Strange being a totally different property, much like Guardians of the Galaxies to the other Avenger movies, means that they'll be able to do something else and explore a different part of the world in that form being magic, etc. So Doctor Strange is going to be the first movie that I will look at because we know that that's one that's coming through. You can do magic. So Doctor Strange starts off as a surgeon, has an accident which cripples his hands, and through various experiments and trial treatments, etc., etc., he wastes away his fortune until he ends up broke and wandering the Himalayas, looking for the Ancient One who could potentially help him regain the use of his hands and his life as a surgeon. Instead, he becomes the Sorcerer Supreme. There's been a couple of adaptations already through animated movies for this. And I've watched a couple of those, and they're pretty good. So I'm actually looking forward to this movie and seeing what they can do. But my focus is generally on casting. So when I was looking at casting, I had a look at just a couple of the roles for this one, just for time's sake. Doctor Strange himself, and also the Ancient One. Now the Ancient One is found in the Himalayas. He is of Asian descent, and for that reason I was thinking Sonny Chiba for potentially to be the Ancient One, or if you wanted to go a little bit more comedic, someone like George Takei from the original Star Trek franchise. I think Sonny Chiba brings that element of sort of mystique, and he has a good sense of timing as well. I really loved him in Kill Bill, and he's still got a little bit of zing to it. So Sonny Chiba could bring that, but also George Takei would add a little bit of an extra element that I think would make it a little bit fun. So either of those guys to do it, but I'm actually going to go with George because I enjoy his work on Facebook and etc., etc., and he's a real fun guy. So I'm going to go for George for that one. And for Doctor Strange himself, Marvel have had the habit of recycling actors from previous Marvel movies franchises that didn't really go anywhere. I'm talking mainly Chris Evans from Fantastic Four, and I'm actually grabbing someone from Fantastic Four as well as a potential Doctor Strange, and that's Julian McMahon. We definitely know he can play the arrogant Doctor, but I think he could also pull off the Sorcerer Supreme side as well. He's a bit of a versatile actor, and I think people like the anti-heroes. So someone who's come from the villain side and come back to the good, I think we all have a bit of a soft spot for our anti-heroes. So I actually think that Julian McMahon could play that role. Secondary to that, maybe an Eric Banner. Eric can play the arrogant. He did really well in Star Trek playing the angry, aggressive type role, so he can play the villain, but he's also played the hero as well. And as another recycled Marvel character from the Hulk movies, it sort of gives him another chance to get back into the Marvel stable. Out of left field, this is one's not going to be popular with many people, and that's Keanu Reeves. Now, Keanu Reeves is actually an actor who I enjoy. I actually like his work. I'm not a Keanu hater. I am a Dogstar hater because his band really, really sucks. I saw them come out here to Australia in Melbourne and support Bon Jovi, and it was a very lousy support. So I don't recommend Dogstar to anyone, but I actually don't mind Keanu as an actor, and I think he'd sort of bring that element of standoffishness, and he's at the right age now where he could probably pull it off as well. So he's my left-of-field selection for Doctor Strange, and then that sort of that's what I'm going to do when I'm covering off Doctor Strange, because we don't really know what the storyline's going to be in any sort of depth, so it'll be interesting to see how they're going to go. And once I start, the storyline comes out, I might actually revisit this and have a look at who I'd cast into the other roles. The other movie that's definitely going to be kicking off Phase 3 is Ant-Man, and recent rumours are that Armie Hammer is actually being picked up to play Ant-Man. I actually think he could make a good Daredevil as well, so I'm sort of jumping around between those two, whether what role he would actually be good for. But I think Ant-Man has a lot of depth to that character if they go through the whole Ultron experience and the issues that he's going to have with his future wife being Janet Van Dyne, aka the Wasp. And I think that could be just a little interesting twist. So I think Armie Hammer is a good choice, and I think he can play the depths of that role really well. So if Ant-Man does go ahead and Armie Hammer's a star, I'm definitely a fan, and I'm definitely going to see that one. One of the roles that we do have to talk about, though, in that would be the role of Janet Van Dyne, a.k.a. the Wasp. In recent iterations, she's looking like an Asian character, and she's a mutant rather than someone who he affected with his science, which is goes back to the original comic books. So you sort of have got a six of one, half a dozen of the other there. I think for Armie Hammer, I've got two ideas. One is actually Alison Williams. Now, she's been rumoured to be playing Sue Storm in the new Fantastic Four movies, but I sort of see her more as a Wasp in the Wasp role than as Susan Storm. I think Susan Storm really needs to be a blonde bombshell, and I'll be talking about who I would like to see in that role later on. But as a consolation prize, she could probably play the Wasp and get into herself ultimately into the Avengers movies if she's not successful getting that Sue Storm role. But who I'd actually choose for it, though, is Michelle Borth. She's currently starring, or one of the co-stars, in Hawaii Five-O. She's got that sort of pixie-like quality. She's quite pretty and a quite physical actress. Quite pretty, quite pixie-like, and I think she'd do real good justice to that role. So for the role of Janet Van Dyke, a.k.a. the Wasp, I've gone Michelle Borth. When it comes to the second movie that Marvel will be releasing as part of Phase 3, there's a couple of different options there, one of those being Black Panther. Those who are fans of this show will also know that we're fans of the show Leverage, so my choice for the Black Panther role would be Aldous Hodge. I think he's got the ability to play sort of anything in sort of a chameleon type role, which ultimately Black Panther has to sort of be a little bit as he migrates from Wakanda to New York to investigate various things, and ultimately he does join the Avengers. So Aldous Hodge has been nominated by a number of people for that role. He has the physical presence and size and stature. He's a great actor, and I'd love to see him doing more. So I'm going to nominate Aldous Hodge for the role of Black Panther. Recently, Vin Diesel has been called into Marvel to talk about the potential of being involved in one of their movies, and there's been lots of speculation about the role he could play. A couple of the suggestions put up, Namor the Submariner is one that has been mentioned in passing, as well as Luke Cage. Personally, I'd love to see him as Luke Cage, because Luke Cage also has a relationship with Daredevil, and I think being able to tie those two movies together allows us to have a couple of different Marvel universes going on at once. So you could start linking in ultimately Spider-Man, if they ever get Spider-Man back, but you could link in the Daredevil story arcs through with Luke Cage, and that starts bringing in some really interesting villains. So I'll actually mention Daredevil while I'm mentioning Luke Cage, because I do think that they link very well. The main villains that I think would be good for Daredevil, which could also cross over to a Vin Diesel-led Luke Cage movie, we'd be looking at Kingpin. Kingpin has been remodeled as a large African-American guy. He's physically powerful and as well as monetary and criminally powerful. So he's actually a very interesting villain. He's also a Spider-Man villain as well. So there's a little bit of crossover there, if they can sort of get something going with Mark Webb and do a bit of a crossover there. Because we all know that Daredevil and Spidey actually are good friends in the comic book world, or we don't all know that. If you don't know it, Daredevil and Spidey are actually good friends in the comic book world. And also he's good friends with the Human Torch from the Fantastic Four. So there is a potential there to start up a whole new universe based around New York, linking all these three groups together and have like a second Avengers type franchise going on in the background. But that's sort of going off on a tangent there. Let's bring it back to where we should be. So for King Bean, I was thinking Ving Rhames. He played Marcellus Wallace in Pulp Fiction. So Ving Rhames has sort of got the physical stature and the look, and could definitely pull it off. Maybe a little bit older now, but that really doesn't matter. I don't think that matters at all in relation to how we cast for Kingpin. Another one that I thought also was Terry Crews. He's got some great comedic timing, and he has a physical presence that could make the Kingpin a real physical adversary for Daredevil or Luke Cage, or even Spider-Man down the track. So Terry Crews is someone I really did consider. But for the true vision of Kingpin, I've actually gone for Chi McBride. Chi McBride, people will know from Boston Public, Pushing Daisies, Human Target, and he also has a bit of cred with Marvel, being that he is the voice of Nick Fury in the current Avengers Assemble TV series. So rewarding their own, maybe, just maybe, Chi McBride could be our Kingpin. That leads us down to Bullseye. Bullseye is also main villain in the Daredevil franchise, played by Colin Farrell in the ill-fated movie. I would actually like to see someone like Aaron Hall take on that role. Sort of gives him that first stepping stone into the movies coming out of Breaking Bad. I think he could be really good in that role. And if they wanted to go a little bit older, Michael C. Hall from Dexter. I think he has that evil sort of look and is that menacing personality, and I think he could pull off the role as well. But Aaron Hall is probably who I would nominate for the Bullseye. But the main character I think that could link the Daredevil and Luke Cage movies would be the Purple Man. And I would go Goran Vizjic. He's Luka in ER and has done quite a few movies since then. He has sort of physical presence, he has the look, he has the right nationality and background to play the Purple Man. For those people that don't know, the Purple Man has the ability, he's sort of like a puppet master, he has the ability to influence people and all those sort of things, a bit of mind control, that sort of thing. So that would be an interesting little take, being that he's a very cerebral villain up against sort of Daredevil, who's got the cerebral / physical, and Luke Cage, who is pure physical. So I think the Purple Man will make a great villain, and I think Goran will do an excellent job as the Purple Man. For the role of Daredevil, I sort of did like the idea of Armie Hammer playing that role, so that's who I would have had as Daredevil. Given that Armie Hammer is likely to play Ant-Man, the person I would probably pick to play Daredevil is Keanu Reeves. Just kidding. Although he could probably do the job, I would go Christopher Gorham, most recently seen in Covert Affairs. He has practiced playing blind character, because that's what he plays in Covert Affairs, but has sort of a physical presence and a lot of background in TV acting, and could actually step up into the role. So he's sort of bringing someone who's maybe known to TV audiences and putting him into the starring role, rather than someone who's bringing in a bit of a baggage and a bigger history, like we did in the previous iteration. So I would actually go, yeah, him as my Daredevil. And I think that would make an interesting movie. So that's who I've gone for. A lot of TV actors there that I'm sort of bringing in and asking to step up, which means that it wouldn't be a huge budget movie, which I think that would be, given the cost of the Avengers movies and the fact they're going to have to pay Robert Downey Jr. absolute mint to come back for Avengers 2 and 3, a sort of a low-cost, low-key Daredevil / Luke Cage sort of lo-fi underground makes it something different again. And I think that would actually be a very interesting way to have something different for the Marvel Universe. So that's my covering off of Daredevil and Vin Diesel potentially as Luke Cage. I'd like to very quickly now also talk about Spider-Man, with word that Shailene Woodley has had all her scenes cut as Mary Jane Watson. means that potentially that role is going to come up again. So I like Blake Lively for that role, if it does. I think she's quite a talented little actress. She's a bit saucy, she's a bit minxy, and I think she could actually do a good role of offering something different to the Emma Stone character. I didn't really like the casting of Ms. Woodley. I didn't think she had the look or the feel for that role. Maybe totally perfect for it, I don't know. I haven't seen any of those deleted scenes. Hopefully we get to see them on the DVD release. But I'd actually go Blake Lively from Mary Jane. And when it comes to the villains for the Spider-Man movies through 3 and 4, obviously we're going to see a little bit more of the Green Goblin and Osborn, Oscorp, and that whole thing will sort of prowl out. I think in 3, I think they've already got enough with Rhino and Electro to have those characters more on an aside rather than as the main villains in this movie. So they might come out in movie 3 as we start building towards a potential Sinister Six in 4, which means that we get, for the Sinister Six, we're going to need a few more players in there. Now, some of the original characters in the Sinister Six have already appeared on screen in Spider-Man movies, those being Doc Ock and Sandman. So whether or not they want to go back and recast those roles and bring them in, they've already done Norman Osborn and Harry Osborn, so they may as well bring those guys back in as well, potentially. But maybe just bringing Doc Ock could be one of the options. And I like Javier Bardem as Doc Ock. He would do the hair. He did it in No Country for Old Men. He is creepy and kooky, but he's also a good actor, and we saw in Skyfall that he can be quite articulate and a bit menacing and a bit creepy. So I actually like a creepy Doc Ock, and I think he would be a fantastic Doc Ock. So Javier Bardem for my Doc Ock. Potentially also you're going to have a Mysterio or Kraven the Hunter. So there are a couple of the other roles that we might need to look at down the track, so it'll be interesting to see how they go with Spider-Man. But I think the next one they definitely have to bring in is a Doc Ock, and that would be Javier Bardem. Finally we're going to be talking about Fantastic Four. Fantastic Four will go into production at the end of the year, and already there's been speculation about who will be cast in what roles. I mentioned earlier that Alison Williams has been mentioned as a potential Sue Storm, but we also have a bit of controversy. Michael B. Jordan has been nominated as a potential Human Torch. Michael was from Chronicle, and I really loved him in Chronicle, and he sort of showed that he has all the personality and quirks that will make that role. So potentially he could do it really well, but then there's obviously the racial tones, being he's African-American and the Human Torch has been traditionally white. So also bringing the brother as Susan Storm, that has that element there. Does that mean, do you need to go an African-American Susan Storm, or do you have to manufacture a history that sort of justifies them being brother and sister? It's actually quite easy to do stepbrothers, half-brother and sisters, foster brothers, sisters, etc. So that can be done. But the question is, should it be done? Are we going to be changing it just for the sake of changing it, or are we changing it for a reason? Can he play the role? I think he can, and I think he would do great in a very similar type role. But we'll have to wait and see whether he actually does get the role one, and how the fans will take it number two. As mentioned earlier, Alison Williams has been mentioned as a potential Sue Storm, which is interesting casting. Sort of a dark-haired girl. She could always dye her hair blonde, much like Jessica Alba did. I actually didn't like that. I think you also need a point of difference in this version of the story to the previous version. And I would actually have the characters of Sue Storm and Reed Richards actually be a little bit older. And that would be a great point of difference, because you're not going to be comparing to Jessica Alba and Ian Grufford, because you know you got older actors playing the role, a bit more of a mature take. It's one of the ideas that I've read is already have them married when they become the Fantastic Four, rather than go through all that whole courting and not being able to handle it sort of thing. Have that relationship already, have the issues that they have once they become superpowered and having dealing with it. And I actually like that take, going slightly older. And going slightly older for Sue Storm, I actually like Anna Torr from Fringe, an Australian actress, and I'm always happy to promote an Australian actor for a role where I think they're appropriate for. But Anna Torr has that sort of presence. She's a very physical actress. She's a leader, so she's going to be able to bounce off a strong Reed Richards character, and I think she'd do the role really well, and I'd love to see her step up into a movie like this. So Anna Torv is my personal choice for Sue Storm, and my personal choice for the Human Torch would actually be Ryan Quarton from True Blood, another Australian, and I didn't pick him because he was Australian. I actually picked him because he has that same physical prowess and cockiness, and he's a very physical actor, much like Michael B. Hall is, but I think he could play, he'd be a totally different look and feel to the Chris Evans Human Torch, and Chris Evans was actually brilliant in the role, but I think Ryan Quarton could offer a totally different perspective, much like Michael B. Hall could. So I'd actually like to see Ryan step up and get his chance into that role as well. That sort of leads us through to Ben Grimm. Ben Grimm and Reed Richards are supposed to be good friends, so I think both of the actors sort of need to have that chemistry who are going to play those two characters, because I think their relationship is really important through the series. I actually do like the idea of a Nathan Fillion and Adam Baldwin combination as Reed Richards and Ben Grimm. I think Nathan Fillion is a brilliant actor, and I'd love to see him, if he's not going to play the Green Lantern now that Ryan Reynolds has stepped out of it. If he's not going to play the Green Lantern, I'd like to see him play Reed Richards. He has the right age, the look and the persona. He's got that sort of cheeky little charm about him, but he also has that innocence, which could help portray against Anna Torv as, you know, not being attentive to the relationship and get that balance right. So potential Nathan Fillion, Adam Baldwin as Ben Grimm, I think brings back some of our Serenity casting, and I really like that sort of take to it. So I'd like those two. Alternatively, I actually would like to see Adam Baldwin in the role of Ben Grimm, but I also could see John Hamm playing Reed Richards if you wanted to go a much more serious route. So John Hamm from Mad Men, people have wanted him into a superhero movie for a long time. I think this could be the role that sort of gets him across the line. He's a little bit older, a little bit more mature, and I actually think he could pull it off. It's a pity that we're not casting this now of the previous version, because I think Ian Grufford, who played Reed Richards in the first movie, is now age appropriate to play the role now and actually could pull it off. I saw him recently in an episode of Castle, and he actually did look like he could play this role much better now because he's aged to the right degree. So that's who I would have. I'd have either the Nathan Fillion Adam Baldwin combination, or let's try John Hamm Adam Baldwin. But I do like Adam Baldwin as Ben Grimm because I like Adam Baldwin. So when it comes to the villains, it'll be interesting to see whether they do what a lot of other reboots have done and actually get a different villain to what was in the original. So with Batman, they steered away from the Joker in the first movie. In Spider-Man, they steered away from the Lizard Man. In Superman, they steered away from, or Man of Steel, they steered away from Lex Luthor. So if they were going to do the same thing here, you'd sort of need to have a look at what other villains would actually be able to come into the Fantastic Four. And one of the primary villains in the first villains they faced was Mole Man. Mole Man's an interesting character. He sort of is a scientist that sort of gets sucked in, goes down into underground world and sort of finds a different race down there, etc., etc. He has become a bit of a parody and a bit of a joke of late in the comic book series, so whether or not he'd be taken seriously in a movie version would be interesting to see. But to do that, I think you'd then need to have a character, an actor with a little bit of weight and a bit of a gravitas, as I like to say. And I think Philip Seymour Hoffman, seems he didn't get to play the Penguin, would make a great Mole Man, and we're able to add that sort of depth of character and gravitas to it, and sort of make the Mole Man a real villain who could go up against the Fantastic Four, which means that they've got the sequel to use Doctor Doom before they move into a Galactus for the third. So that's who I would go. I'd use the Mole Man character, and I'd use Philip Seymour Hoffman because he's a brilliant actor and would really bring some weight to a otherwise sort of jokey type role. Finally, you also need to touch on Doctor Doom. JV Bardem, who I mentioned earlier, is someone I considered for the role. Mark Strong has always been a favourite of mine, so I actually think him behind the mask has the voice. But can you have Sinestro playing Doctor Doom? I say yes. I'd see Mark Strong in any movie that he wanted to to play in as a villain. I think he's a fantastic actor. So yes, I would say yes, but you know, maybe they want to steer clear of that, particularly if they're going to proceed with another Green Lantern movie with a new Green Lantern. They definitely would want to keep Mark Strong as Sinestro because he was brilliant in it. My other choice for the role to be Mads Mikkelsen. Mads Mikkelsen is in the Hannibal TV series, and people will know him from as the main villain from Casino Royale. I like the idea of using a European actor to play Doctor Doom, being he's supposedly from a European principality. So I actually like Mads as well because he also has that menace about him. And I think his profile was raised through Casino Royale, but it's getting higher again through Hannibal. And I think people would come to see the movie to see him in it. So I think he could bring a little bit of weight to it as well, having played Hannibal. So there you go, folks. That's my take on what's going on with Marvel movies right now and who I would cast in those various roles. Love to hear your feedback. Get involved on the Facebook page. You can also hear me now on 42 Geek Street. That's 42 Geek Street on Facebook and 42geekstreet.com.au. And we'll see you next episode, where I'm actually going to take a look at Star Trek The Next Generation. Bye for now.
Network.